You already know what it is. 237, catch us on the stoop. No it's place like home. Baby. And today, somebody said Harlem was in a building, baby. I heard Harlem was in a building today. We gonna find out, though. But I'm gonna let her introduce herself.
No, I need y'all to do the introduction.
This is Harlem Hall of people do us. You know what I'm saying? They always want to do us like this.
Listen, you gotta tell them who you are. Tell them who you are. Tell them what you do. Tell them what it is.
I mean, you can't talk about Harlem without talking about Christina Lane.
Okay.
I'm just saying. A little something, something.
A lot of something, something. You seen her out there. You seen her on it. You seen her on your red carpet.
Yes. Huh? Talking to all the finest,
as a matter of fact. Yeah. And we going to get into some of that artist talk. I heard she's nice with a couple of, little paintbrushes and all of that out there.
Yes. Because I'm a little sour at it. I'm a little sour at it right now.
Doing something with the kids. We going to get into all of that.
I love it.
Yes. And it's a Palm Sunday.
Yes, it is. I just came from church.
Came from church.
Praise
the Lord. Nice. Good service. Won't he do it?
It was a great service all the
yes,
time.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. God is good.
All the time.
That's
all the time, God is good.
Yeah.
Period.
So listen, since we right there, and it's this good old Palm Sunday, Easter honor come up. Let's go back in the day just a little bit, What would you be doing if this was back in the day on a good old Easter Sunday? What you would have did?
Easter Sunday, I was definitely getting fly.
Okay.
I had the newest Jordan, and I was going to the carnival. So we have a carnival on 116th and. What is it? Third Avenue?
Okay. What's that? Old Spanish Hall? What is that?
Yeah. Okay. Old Spanish Hall on 116th.
You know it's old Spanish because she said 116th. Now.
Oh, we don't say the one.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
We don't say the ones. But yeah, 16th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
16th and 3rd. 16th and 3rd. That's we used to go to the carnival we went to the circus sometimes, but not really like that. I'll say it was more carnival. Like, my father used to make sure he took me and my siblings to, always to the carnival. Mm. Mm. And we was always fly. I was a little bit more fly than my siblings.
Okay. Why is that?
Because my grandmother, I was raised by my father's mother.
Okay.
So, she ain't play that.
There's always one sibling that sticks out, though. Let's keep it a stat.
Yeah.
Now, if you come from a family where there's multiple siblings, there's always one sibling that sticks out that always
got that Sean. How many of y'all was it? How many of y'all is it?
It's six.
Okay, you know. Yeah.
It's seven of us. Uh-huh. But look, so I was raised a lot of people like to say Spanish shit. But, I'm half Puerto Rican, I'm half black.
Okay.
All the way black.
Okay.
I'm all the way black, okay?
So you don't speak no Spanish?
No. No, poquito.
You understand it a lot?
You understand it?
Nope. That's why I call my aunt.
Oh, okay.
Because she speak that shit.
She speak that shit.
And my mother, too.
Okay.
My mother, too.
Talk
that.
Shout out to VA.
Now, are you the youngest, the middle, the oldest?
I'm the middle. So I'm the oldest from girl.
Okay.
So...
this girl.
My mother was different. Swinging around. Anyway. So I got three older brothers.
Okay.
Then it's me. And then it's my younger siblings.
Okay.
So I'm the middle child.
You're the middle child.
I'm the middle.
Okay, so that middle
girl.
Child.
And I'm the first girl.
The middle child give problems, man.
Man, I
middle child be illmatic.
That's true.
I was not ill.
Never heard that before? I
like to think that I was... always, you know, the solution.
The solution.
That's the middle child.
That's the middle child. Yes, it is.
She had three brothers, and then she's first girl. So that's what that is. More female.
Yeah, and so, but I'm my father's first child.
Okay. Let's firstborns over here on this side.
Firstborns
on this side.
I don't play with my pops.
Okay.
Daddy.
Yeah,
daddy.
Listen. I don't play with that man.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Shout out to dads out there. Because you know what I'm saying? And dads is doing a wonderful job for all those
Listen,
that
we're trying to get
bad about
Happy
that.
Father's Day.
You got to say that early because I won't say it on that
word. Word. You got to get that out now.
Damn, baby. No, it's Palm Sunday, though.
It's Palm Sunday. Exactly. It is Palm Sunday.
Still.
Heavenly Father's Day.
Man. Now. He, you know, I'm not even going to talk.
Okay, yeah. Now, that means it's good.
You know what I'm saying? It's good. See, we coordinated with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gave you the red cup.
Yeah.
Because some of these guys got blue cups, green cups. Mm-hmm.
That's because we don't got brown cups. We only got three color cups. Oh, so if I would have had the brown one, I would have snatched the brown one, but it just so happened to work out.
That looks dope.
But nah, that's that Harlem shit. You know, you already, man. That's that Harlem shit.
I like that.
I'm a little upset.
What?
I seen you doing some Air Force Ones. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing. You got on these boots, and they're beautiful boots. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Beautiful
I was supposed boots. To wear something of mine?
Yes.
I would have loved it. I would have loved it because I see you over there with that paintbrush. With the work. So let's get into that. Talk about your artistry before we get into all the great interviews and all the other stuff. Because for me, I feel like, and I don't know how true this is because you're going to tell this to the people anyway. I feel like, you know, the artistry was your first love.
Yes.
No doubt. So we gonna let's start with that. Let's talk about how that started. Then we'll get into why you did not come with none of your arms. I saw doing kicks. Exactly. A bunch of stuff. She was out there doing
music. Okay, so no, I'm gonna keep it 100.
Okay.
Because I'm going through a lot right now. Okay. So okay. I got a lot of shit in the storage.
Okay.
So I just wanted to come cute.
Come on. You heard what she said. She wanted to come cute. You are cute.
So come on. Talk about how the artistry started for you. Well, I mean, I've been drawing since before I can even say a word. Mm. That kind of runs in my family. My father used to draw. Mm. I got a cousin that used to draw. So like that kind of ran through my family. And so I went to high school with ASAP Ferg, Jay West. So we all was at Art Design High School. But I was fucking up. I was fucking up big time. Like, I could draw.
That's what happened to you in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. I'm sorry.
I could draw, but I just wasn't focused.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was raised by my grandmother, so she was going through her shit in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. So it's just like, I was focus on high school. First of all, I had to audition to get into this high school.
Yeah.
I had to audition. I had a whole portfolio. Mm. And then I had to draw somebody in front of me to get into that school.
So you kind of nice.
Yeah. You got in, right?
Got it.
Because I don't hear you saying you ain't get in. So that means you got in. So yeah.
Yeah, but I was playing with it.
Yeah, okay.
I was playing with it. So, like I said, I was in school with Ferg and them. And, you know, we was playing around, but they was always, like, in the grade above me. Oh. And so, me being the younger one, like, I'm just with them, you know, being a badass or whatever. I was fucking bitches up.
She was waiting to say that part.
I'm fucking bitches up in their grade. You shit, bitch.
They go that hard.
I needed to leave that school. It was time to go.
Okay.
Because first of all, I love school and I'm too smart to be fucking up. So had to fuck a bitch up real quick. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, it's time to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're pretty light skinned. How you keep that skin nice?
You got to see me in Harlem.
That means she ain't take no L. Word. That means she ain't take too many L's. That's been the sound like to me.
They talk about them light-skinned folks. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So
she ain't got a bunch of marks and bruises. She must have put that work
in. Put the beast on. She said, are you shitting me?
Is you shitting me? Period. But I don't like to brag about it.
Okay,
But that definitely fucked some bitches up. But anyway.
Back to the artistry.
Right. So Art and Design, I had to leave Art and Design. So I went to alternative high school in the Bronx, Satellite. Okay. And that kind of changed my life.
Yeah.
Going there. So going to Satellite, I graduated on the honor roll. I didn't I wasn't able to go to my graduation, unfortunately.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know, because I was smoking weed.
Well, back then,
I was smoking weed, and I was smoking weed on a college trip. Fucked up. But either way, I still graduated.
Okay.
Yeah,
the most important part.
Okay. Either way, I still graduated. Yeah. And guess what? I graduated, and then I didn't think I wanted to go to school in New York. I went to Lehman College, and I was on the honor roll. I went to studied abroad in Africa.
Okay.
I ain't paid for nothing. I got two scholarships.
Yeah.
So you that fighting was working.
It worked to your advantage.
But this is why when I talk to the youth, it's just like, we gonna go through what we go through. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta be focused on the bigger picture.
Yeah.
So fighting all that's gonna happen. But when I talk to my niece and nephew, it's just like, we going to school, right?
Yeah.
The bigger picture is college.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, like, what are we doing? My nephew just got suspended. He's 7 years old.
Wow.
Like, what? What are you doing?
He fighting, auntie. I'm fighting, auntie.
Auntie, little Spanish, little black, got hot blood in me.
He heard the most stories out there.
Nah, he ain't hear my story.
he about to, right? And my joint is expunging everything now.
You were just telling me to chill. I just seen you on the stool.
Y'all ain't even seen me on Black Ink. I got Black Ink started.
Let's talk about it.
Let me take off the scroll.
Okay. Get it in.
For real. The producers came to me because when Black Ink first started in Harlem, Puma's my nigga.
Okay.
So I'm drawing. So I always used to go to the shop. And so Puma's like, he running me down like, yo, we about to start filming today, blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, Alex was the receptionist, the little Spanish bitch.
Okay.
Whatever.
yo, you know the funny thing about it? I hear her saying she from Harlem, but it's so New York.
It's all relatable when you're running town, baby. Yes. It's all relatable.
So the way she's
I'm in Harlem right now. I had to hem her up real quick. She ain't got no problem putting hands and feet on us.
Yo, cause I think we might have gave her too much plush and not enough juice.
yo, you give her some more plush, homie. She might be on your back in a minute. I don't want no smoke. We family. Definitely.
But anyway, the producers came to me because you know they set scenes up. Mm. So they was telling me, first of all, I was supposed to be Puma's ex-girlfriend, whatever. That was the scene. Then all of a sudden, I'm supposed to be his sister. Some bullshit. Either way, they telling me, you got to do whatever you got to do to get past Alex.
Mm-hmm.
So she's the receptionist, and she's telling me, you can't go in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just like, is this for real or is this fake? Mm-hmm. Because now I'm not playing. So, yeah, I choked up. And that shit was all on the scene.
Sheesh.
Yo, but then I didn't have a fight with Alex. I mean, what's her name? Scott. I ain't gonna hold you. Scott washed my friend. But I washed her friend.
Y'all just up there.
I'm telling you, I'm from around the corner.
This shit sound like Bad Girls Club. That's what I'm saying.
And so I don't understand how they just showed her scene and they ain't showed my scene. And I had on shoes and all that. What the fuck
are
you talking about?
Damn.
I was washing ass.
Yo. Look. The nephew was he. He done got.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Sidetracked out here.
Sheesh. Okay. All right.
Dick.
I mean, I just said, I'm not bullying no one.
Harlem, what up? Yeah.
No. Don't you got no, Harlem, nice. What up?
You nice?
I'm very nice.
Harlem, what up?
What up, Harlem?
Harlem, what up?
Harlem World. What
shout
up?
Out to my Cody's on 160.
Thank God the weather broke.
Nah. This is our time.
Yeah,
so the world. Weather's breaking. This is our time on the stoop. We love it.
Yeah.
Right? This is our time, and we're happy you're here. We glad you pulled up today.
Yes. Well,
I'm happy to be here. I finally made it.
Thank God.
You know, as we all know, you know, you had some stuff.
Oh, what? I'm about to say, that's a Harlem Leaf.
A Harlem Leaf? Of course it ain't light skin, because boy, them light skin folks.
Yeah,
man.
So when it comes to drawing, do you prefer pencil, brush, or, because you know what I'm saying, I dabble with a pencil, you know what I'm saying? One of our guys, he does airbrushing, you know what I'm saying? My cousin, they used to do the brush, they used to do acrylic,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I would love to know, what's your choice, your preference for?
I start with pencil.
I start with pencil.
I'd like to sketch my stuff out first.
I'm about to say, do it start with the sketch. Yeah. Are you a black book person? You got the black book in the crib?
Oh yeah, I got masks.
Holla. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Got the black book in the crib.
So I'm teaching an art class right now with Harlem Fashion Week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They have their own after school program. It's a fashion and art after school program. We don't have that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's they teaching you how to model. They teach you how to draw. They teach you how to do the sketches for your own designs, like everything. So I'm teaching them how to paint on their own stuff.
Okay.
So recently I just taught them how, like, listen, I need y'all to sketch out a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want to see on your jacket?
Yeah.
So sketch on your jacket. And then so now we're going to supply them with the jackets. And then they're going to paint on them.
That's fly.
How were the kids? Were they receptive to it?
Oh, very receptive. Yeah, yeah. What? They was thirsty.
I don't think they had a choice fucking with her.
How old are these kids?
They range from, I think, like 8 through 12.
Oh, that's good.
Through 12.
That's the molding stage.
Yeah, but no, these kids can draw.
Yeah. Okay.
They can draw. Like, wow. I had the little girl. She got to be like 10. And so when I draw and when I sketch out a jacket, I like to, like, labels certain things. So if I'm gonna put like cheetah print on this sleeve, I put an arrow, cheetah print, so you know. So this is what I'm telling them. Like, you want to label it, you want to be very descriptive, so when you go into painting your jacket, you already know what you need to do. You already know what colors you need. So this is what I'm telling them. Like, tell us what colors you want for your jacket, tell us what else you need for your jacket, so we can have all of that supplies.
It's funny because
we're
from Bed-Stuy, but there's an article. There's an article that they wrote some time ago in the Times. You know what they call Bed-Stuy? The Brooklyn Little Harlem.
No. First of all, I don't even like that shit. That's not where I was going with that. I don't even like that.
I never heard of that. I just told you. I don't like it. As a matter of fact, the thing about it is, you know what they say? Because, of course, Harlem, everybody knows Harlem for being the Harlem Renaissance.
Okay.
And what happened now is in Bedford-Stuyvesant, this is back in the 60s, 70s. But in Bedford-Stuyvesant, because everybody didn't come to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't come to Brooklyn. So when they discovered.
You know why? Because Brooklyn went everywhere.
When they discovered.
Brooklyn go everywhere, homeboy.
They saw the influx of minority people that were very similar doing things that they were doing in Harlem. So that's what it was. It wasn't a knock on Harlem. And plus, there was a lot of drugs here, just like it was in Harlem. But everything was drugs artsy everywhere. Yeah. And then you had artsy people. You had black and brown people here. You had black and brown people here. Yes.
Downtown.
Yeah. So that's what it was. But, you know, but go ahead, please. Go on with your thing.
Yo, Rod, can that camera see the shoe?
I like it.
Yeah, like I was saying before, he brought up that fucking article shit, right?
Man.
And Time Magazine.
There are some similarities between Harlem and Bevis Stuyvesant, like
Malcolm X.
This whole, I didn't say Malcolm X. I'm talking about this whole gentrification situation.
That part.
True. Yeah.
That's the part I'm talking about. Yeah. Now, you being a real Harlemite, okay, tell us how you feel about that situation up top. How has it been for you? Listen, talk your talk. Look, honest about it.
I mean, it's just wicked because, I mean, it's really happening everywhere. So it's just not, it's not just Harlem. It's not just Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
It's happening everywhere. Like, I'm in Pennsylvania. You can see shit like that gentrification happening there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
does it hurt or help your neighborhood?
It hurts. It hurts because, first of all, like I said, I'm from 14th and Lenox. St. Nick and Lenox. My grandmother had the apartment, and she always told me, the apartment's in your name. If I pass away, the apartment is in your name. I had to fight my super, and I still didn't get the apartment, and it's in my name, though. I did not get my apartment, and that apartment was in my name. My grandma always told me that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it affects.
Yeah. Damn sure.
It affects a lot of people. Because me and my father was in the apartment too. So my grandma always told me that it's in my name, but he ain't have no say so.
Do you feel like with gentrification up top in Harlem, can the people still afford to live there?
Hell no. Hell no. You talking about a studio apartment is $2,000.
Yeah.
How is that affordable?
Yeah. But to who?
Affordable to who?
Yeah, to who?
And when we only making like $17, $18 an hour, depending on the job.
Yeah.
You shitting me?
Yeah.
Nah.
So
how
you gonna afford the studio? So how you gonna afford the studio? Yeah, yeah.
Affordable? This is what I be wondering, because you go on Housing Connect and they talk about they got the studio apartments. It's affordable, but it's not affordable if you charging me $2,000 just for a studio.
Yeah.
And then you want me to be making how much is it? What, 40 times the rent, some shit?
Mm-hmm.
What? That's insane. That's
pay
insane.
Stubs, credit check.
Pay stubs, this, that. No, that's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Is that why you think a lot of New Yorkers are leaving New York?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people is going south.
Let me say it. Are you shitting me? Yeah.
Is you shitting me?
But, you know, you look at it, you know, because, again, yes, it hurts the neighborhood, but then again, with the way they put things in the neighborhood, of course, they ain't do it for us.
What do they put in the neighborhood that you think is beneficial for people that's in the neighborhood?
It depends if you're a house owner. You're a homeowner. Think about it. Some of these houses, even when they was doing the Dinkins thing, when they were putting the houses up in Harlem for $1, if you sat down and got one of those houses, you know what I mean? You actually was able to change your family generational wealth if you were on that type of time.
Okay, so if not,
wasn't on that type of time, you got to go down south.
So if you wasn't a homeowner, pretty much. So
not even if you was a homeowner, if you wasn't going to get the home.
So let me ask you this:
it's different.
So gentrification works for the homeowner?
Not necessarily for the homeowner, but what it does is it depends on who you're talking about. Because, of course, you're getting priced out no matter what.
Uh-huh.
You're getting priced out no matter what. But if you do own the home, if you do own the building, you know what I'm saying, you have a better chance. And I'm not saying that it's going to always work that way either. But you have a better chance at actually creating more wealth. Because just like they say, you don't sell your grandma's home. Never sell grandma's home. That's what they say.
So you like what's going on in Brooklyn?
No, I don't like what's going on in Brooklyn. I don't like what's going on in Brooklyn, but what you have to do is
they came from Harlem first.
You actually have to sit down and look at both sides of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just say one way, because at the end of the day, yes, it does hurt us. It does hurt us. But it depends on who you're talking to too.
Yeah, well, the homeowners got a lot of homeowners that's selling their cribs and leaving anyway.
But what happens is when you get older, if you don't have, and that's the problem, if we weren't taught some of the things when it comes to financial literacy.
And this is what we need to be learning in school.
Yes, okay. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Because I had a job, you know what I'm saying, And when I was working, when I first started working, of course, I never worked nowhere before in my life. Mm-hmm. So when they started talking about time and tenure, I didn't understand that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what a 401k was. I didn't know what a pension was. So those things was brand new to me. Like, I had people that was able to get in city jobs, which I actually had an offer for. You only got to do, at that time, you only had to do 20 years and you out.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. Mm-hmm.
So you
know
had an offer?
I had an offer, but I didn't know.
What you say?
I said no.
Oh, okay.
I said no.
Fuck y'all niggas, no.
I said no. I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? But I went with the other job, like which, you know what I'm saying, you know, the job after a while, you know, things worked out the way it worked out, and I'm happy for the way they worked out. But if I would have knew, then I might have not went that route because I didn't have the financial literacy to understand some of the aspects of, you know, those things where you could make a bigger pension band.
That's a pension.
You know what I'm saying? So those things, it all depends.
Because that's one thing my grandmother always told me. Pension and Social Security.
Yeah.
Pension and Social Security. Because that's something that you can always fall back on.
Hey, listen, they trying to wrap that up, too.
Yeah, I know.
They trying to wrap that up.
They are.
Yeah, they trying to wrap that up. Because they like, yeah. And, you know, where that bread go? They hold on to that bread. All that bread that you put into it, where that bread gonna go?
Yeah, that's a fact. You mean to tell me all these years I've been working?
Yeah. Putting into that, and you're not gonna give it. I'm not gonna get none of that back.
I learned that from my grandmother and my aunt. My aunt been working at her job for multiple years. She always talk about her pension.
Shout out to the traditional nanas, man.
nanas is important.
Yeah, they are.
You need nanas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got grandmothers out there now.
A lot of grandmas don't want to play that role no more.
They're grandmas.
It's a new type of grandmother out here right now.
Yeah. But yo, let's get into some more. Christina talk though, huh? Cause you seen her out there, you seen her on your red carpet interviewing some of your favorites. You know what I mean? What I wanted to know though, yo, give us an interviewing tip, cause I seen you out there interviewing them all. Right? So if you trying, let's say we on the red carpet right now. Huh?
And they're not on the red carpet.
All coming through. I need to be though.
Huh?
I need to be, nigga. Talk some of that bad style talk. Huh? I need to be.
Huh?
Holla at us. We taking all offers on the stoop, baby.
Word.
Huh?
We gonna put all.
Go ahead. Right? Anyway,
filthy
animal.
So boom.
You gotta do that, Christina. Right? Yo. So, cause you've been doing it for a while. We're still fairly new at this. Give us a quick red carpet tip. If you got a few stars coming through right now through the red carpet, how you pick which one you want to highlight? How do you know that this the it person right now? Like, yo, I gotta get an interview with this one right here.
Oh,
huh?
Damn.
How you choose who you gonna highlight?
Damn, that's a good question.
Yeah. It's a bunch of stars coming through. We on the red carpet right now. They all coming through.
Yeah.
You wanna grab
one. Yeah, but this particular person, yo, I gotta get this one right here. And what make you think they gonna start for you?
They heard her knuckle game.
She said, hold on, man. They must have heard of me.
No, damn.
But you don't have that problem because I done seen you with them all.
Yeah, I mean, you see me with them all, but I'm very persistent.
Okay.
So when I know that is a certain artist that I want to get,
you are.
I'm determined to get that person.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm going to speak to their PR. I'm going to speak to whoever I need to speak to to make sure, hey, me, I need him.
I'm seeing it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just very persistent. And then even if, fuck the PR, because the PRs be assholes sometimes. Yeah. So if I'm familiar with you, or if I feel like I'm familiar with you, I'm going to go talk to you myself.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're free. I just need a quick interview.
Listen, and that's how we do. We reach out directly.
That's it. Listen, I mean, I ain't going to hold you. That's what happened with me and Jewels.
Okay.
At the BET shit in Harlem. The PR, she telling us to wait. My cousin's familiar with Jewels. They went to school together.
Okay.
So.
Harlem.
Yeah. So I'm just like, all right, I'm not gonna wait no more.
Yeah. Mm.
You playing games, PR. I'm gonna go talk to him myself. And so she didn't like that.
Yeah, she ain't like that.
She ain't like that for nothing.
How you know she ain't like it right now?
Because she was talking shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
She was talking shit to the wrong person.
I don't give a fuck. So talk your shit. I'm gonna go.
I'm ten toes down. Let me stand up.
I'm gonna go approach him myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, when you get the chance, can I get a quick little interview with you for Old Harlem World?
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. That's it.
Okay.
Nothing. Very respectful. I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes.
But you,
there's a lot of people that's trying to already trying to get.
She knew what to say. Old Harlem World, knowing that homeboy yelling. Like, you gotta know what to say too, cause keywords are pulling a certain person out.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Keywords. And so it's just like, you know what? You're busy. Cool. He wasn't even busy. Yeah. The nigga was just sitting down.
Is there anybody you wanted?
I was just about to ask that. Is there anybody you really want to interview? You haven't touched yet.
Damn.
You ain't gotta go long. You give us one.
Yeah, gotta be somebody. There gotta be somebody you wanna just holler at.
I tell you what. Give us one from the town. Give us somebody from New York you ain't touched yet, and then give us somebody from anywhere else, wherever.
I could get Nicki Minaj.
Okay. Yeah. We want Nick on the stoop too. I wouldn't mind having Nick pull up to the stoop one time.
And it's so crazy because I mean I like Nicki. But my best friend is more like a Nicki fan.
Okay.
I was supposed to be in Atlanta right now.
Okay.
She just went to a concert for her birthday. Anyway, okay. I'll do Nicki.
Yeah.
I'll do Cardi.
Okay. Yeah, they from the town, big names out there shaking. But also, I'm not big on just celebrity neither. Yeah. Okay.
So I want to do people that's like really doing shit within our neighborhood.
So that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. That's why you here.
Yeah.
Huh?
We want. So our thing is, they paint this picture when it comes to our community. When they talk about the newscast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? About how bad things are. Mm-hmm. But there's some dope things and dope people coming out of the community. And it's not just your rappers,
your celebrities.
There's people that you don't even know their name.
Yeah, your locals. Yes. You know what I mean? They've been in the community for years.
Yes. Doing dope shit.
Contributing and not looking for shine. Just doing it off the love, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's why you probably don't hear about them as much, because they're not looking for anything back in return.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know what I mean? So they doing what they doing for the
community. Y'all know Michelle from the Hulu?
Yes.
We seen her.
I've seen her.
I've been following her for
years. That's my girl. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, tell her come see us too. Yeah, we've been following
she
her.
She's Harlem.
She's Harlem.
She's all the way
Harlem.
That's
right.
Harlem.
Yeah, we've been
following
her. She's doing a lot of stuff. Michelle, Harlem. She's rolling the dice. All types of shit. You shit, man.
Yeah.
Michelle. But then she's also, she doing shit out of her own pocket.
Yeah.
She doing shit out of her own pocket. So I wanted to do a prom drive, but like I said, this year has started off really rough for me. So, but next year.
That's what's up, the prom drive.
But that's what I wanted. This is something I always wanted to do. And I don't know if y'all familiar with Milbank, Children's Aid Society on 118th.
Mm-hmm.
It's Milbank.
That's kind of too far for me.
But it's Kobe Bryant started the gym there. So anyway, I do a lot of things with Milbank.
Yeah.
So I did my back to school drive, all types of shit like that. But like I said, I wanted to really do my prom drive. But this year is just next year, baby, you got more time
to put better things in place.
But we got a homegirl also that came here.
Word.
She has the pull up show.
Yeah.
She actually does.
Jacina.
Yeah.
She does a prom drive.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She does a prom drive. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Listen, we all a family.
Yeah.
I like her.
She's doing it.
That's the family. We are family. So
that's the homie.
You know. Listen. You
good with her?
Yo, what up? I need you to do this. We got you.
Yeah.
We got you.
That's how you do that.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't from Harlem.
That you ain't gotta be from Harlem. Knock it off. back it up. You ain't gotta be from Harlem now. Listen.
Yeah, well, I'm just
But yeah.
So yeah, you know what I'm saying? You holler, you know, you holler.
Well, you gotta we can make that connection because it's all going to a good cause.
We can figure something out.
It's all going to a good cause, so we can link the people together. That's dope.
Absolutely, yeah. But that's always been the dream of mine. My little cousin just passed away last year.
Sorry,
God bless her.
Yeah, sorry for your
So this year is gonna be this year has made 1 year.
Okay.
That she has passed away. She about to be 28. She's April 13th. I'm April 14th. They always called us Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
And it's my little cousin.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, so I'm like, you know, I'm dealing with that. So I always wanted to just do a prom drive before her passing. So now I feel like now it's more of a reason for me to do it.
Sure, that's determination.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just like, nah, I got to do this for her.
So when it comes to the kids.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying? I've seen you do a mural. Mm-hmm. And you had the kids helping out on the mural. You know what I mean? And it began a lot of attention too. Like that particular piece.
Speak on that piece.
And what the piece was about. Yeah.
What was that about? Yeah.
Okay. So the piece is called Eyes of Harlem. It took me a little second to figure out what I wanted to do because the requirements, you can't use words. So I was like, damn, what can I do? But I know I want to do a mural. So this is with Grand Scale Mural Project. I'll be confused. Grand Scale Mural Project, Uptown Grand Central, too.
Okay.
So I happened to go volunteer with them. Just do a little painting for the day. And then I was like, I want to know how I could be involved. How I could, do my own mural. So anyway, I spoke with the lady, Carrie. I spoke with Carrie, and she was like, yeah, just apply. We're still accepting people, blah, blah, blah. So I sent in my application, and they was like, damn, you can't do this. Because it was words.
Oh, okay.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
So now it's super last minute because the deadline is approaching. So I'm like,
we outside.
Of course.
That's in case they ain't know.
We in Best Stop.
That's in case they ain't know.
We in Best Stop. So I'm trying to figure out what can I do to like make it stand. Like, what can I do to make it different? And then I looked at a mural that I did before for my homegirl. She did eyelashes.
Okay.
In her house. So anyway, I went with that theme. And so I was like, how can I relate this to Harlem? So I related it to Harlem because I'm like, you know what? You can't look at Harlem just one way.
True.
You know, like Harlem is a melting pot. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like we look at Harlem in many different ways. Is a variety of looking at Harlem as a melting pot. So I was like, I should just call it like Eyes of Harlem or something.
Yeah.
So I called it Eyes of Harlem. So it's the many eyes of like just looking at Harlem.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I came up apart with that. And yeah.
That's dope. That's
yeah.
Dope. That's dope.
That's dope. Yeah, but I'm telling you, it took everything in me to figure it out because I'm like, how am I gonna make this relate to Harlem?
Yeah.
And I really had to think, I was looking at the eyes in the painting. I was like,
eyes of Harlem. Yeah, yeah. Where's the mural at?
It's on 125th between Lexington and 3rd Avenue.
Okay.
Well, y'all right want next, to go see. Everybody
yeah.
want to go
everybody
check it out.
Everybody want to go see it.
Yeah. Everybody want to go pull
it's
up,
right,
check that
right,
out.
It's right along the old Pathmark. If
oh,
y'all know
okay.
Pathmark.
Okay.
Remember Pathmark?
What?
Do yeah, you Pat remember Pathmark? Yeah, everybody yeah. used to go there and still.
Yeah. Love her wicked days.
Hell yeah.
Love her wicked days.
Sheesh.
I didn't say it was me.
Everybody.
I didn't say everybody. Not
everybody.
Me.
Everybody else.
Everybody used to go to Pathmark. Take all the snow crabs. Okay.
She get deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
thought
it was
talking about
a candy bar stuff.
Candy bar?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Back in the day? Yeah.
I need you to talk to Tom Lynn.
So,
but yeah.
If I mean, you know, because we got, I think, what did they call Angie Martinez, the voice of...
The voice of New York?
The voice of New York. The voice of New York.
I got to speak up a little bit.
Okay. They call Angie the voice of New York. Wendy Williams. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We know Wendy has fell on some hard times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Wendy, she was very influential. Mm-hmm. With a lot of things. You might not like her. You might not agree with her.
Wendy.
You a Wendy fan.
A Wendy yep. fan?
Okay, yep. okay. You know what I'm saying? We would love to know, was Wendy one of the people that kind of like influenced? Or does she influence some of your interviewing? Because you know what I'm saying? You've talked to some of the best. No? She no. hasn't? Okay.
No. I love Wendy because I like how thorough she is. Mm-hmm. But I'm not that type of interviewer. Like, okay. I don't want to do...
Gossip.
No.
We not with it either.
No.
We not really with yeah. that kind
and
of shit
so,
either.
No, I had a lot of people, like, when I get ready to interview somebody or whatever, like, their PR would be like with Jeezy.
Okay.
When I interviewed Jeezy, his PR was just like, it's just straight book, right? Yes.
Yes.
It's just about the book. I'm not into none of that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No. So, yeah. No, like I said, I love Wendy. I love Angie Martinez. I love Angie Martinez, and I'm inspired by Angie Martinez. Mm,
okay.
Dope. Mm.
Angie is...
She's still going.
Yeah.
Now, you know
I fuck with Angela Yee, too.
Okay. Yeah, if you're from New York, though, you know, and you grew up with Angie on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? You grew up with her on the radio.
Hot 97.
Hot 97. Even before, you know what I mean, social media and things of that nature, mm-hmm. you'd be at the spot. You might have ran into her if you was outside. Mm-hmm. You might have seen her in the spot mm-hmm. a couple of times. So
but you know what turned me off from Hot 97 is, what's his name?
Who that?
Lex?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. You can say the same thing about Flex. You grew up with Flex on the radio.
I grew up with
exactly.
Flex.
Exactly.
Yes. No, but...
Yeah, I mean...
I fuck with Flex, but you know what? But you know, he do shit to, like, ruffle people feathers. So I understand where you're coming from. But it's just a lot of times, it's just like... Eh.
I ain't you.
Too much.
Yeah.
Fuck with Flex.
Flex from the Bronx.
Yes, he from up top.
But I interview Ebro.
Okay.
I haven't gotten to Angie Martinez yet. I got Angela Yee.
Okay.
But yeah, Flex. I fuck with Flex. That nigga's a shit talking out that ass.
Yo, I like it. I fuck with Flex, yeah. man. Grew up a shit on the radio.
Yeah,
you got a good easy.
You got a good easy.
You got a good easy prop.
30
in.
I grew up on High 97.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta fuck with him. You know, you give him their props.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Flex.
I give him his props because he's been in the game for a long time. But is he a shit talker and he's annoying?
Yes. I'm with you. The bombs, yo, my man.
Oh, my God. How many fucking balls you going to throw?
Listen. The bombs is a part of history, baby.
Dropping a few bombs.
The bombs is a part of history.
Son, it was a time.
Please play a song, my nigga.
There was a time in your song.
If your song didn't get a bomb on it, your shit might not have went nowhere.
I'm with you.
And I don't have a problem.
The bombs is historic.
Dropping a bomb. Or two, but goddamn,
10
and not play the song, my nigga.
DJ Naeem.
Shit, like, Flex, we got love for you, Flex.
That's part of it.
Flex, I'm love for you.
I'm with you, homie.
I'm with you, homie. I'm like, Flex,
I got
baby.
Five bikes back in the days. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get five bikes, nigga, gonna buy the album.
Song,
you drop a bomb, you gonna go buy the album. Come on, man. 10 bombs?
Listen, your song not getting no bomb. I know that. Your song gets bombed out.
I ain't a songstress anyway. I don't need a bomb.
I know that, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't no rapper.
What's on the come up though, Christina? What you got on the come up, baby?
Oh, what do I have on the come up? That's a good question. I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay.
I am.
You want to do more work with the kids out there?
Oh yeah, I love the kids.
More murals,
but also I'm really striving to like take my brand into a different direction.
Okay.
Because like I do a lot, like I said, I do a lot of custom, but I'm tired of like doing like cartoony type stuff.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to really hone into my like craft.
Okay.
And you know, I work with News 12. So you know, just taking that to another level. So just, you know, taking all my shit to another level.
Listen, we got a homie out there that do plenty custom work. Mm-hmm. Custom work out there. Yeah.
That right down the highlight. What you do with News 12?
I'm an assignment desk editor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I send the reporters out on the shoots.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we get the stories together and we...
They need to do a story on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we get a suggestion box? Do we get to suggest some shit?
I mean, the highlight.
They know what you're doing out here in the community. You know what I mean?
Because she got a strong team there.
Yeah, the community.
I need to call my supervisor.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They know what you're doing out here Send her
her email. We'll email her. Yo, come on. Stop acting like that. Because of what is it? Are you shitting me?
Are you shitting me?
Huh? Did you shit me? Get her.
What you doing?
We need to get her on UFC and everything.
Facts. But
what we got over there, though? Chris, we got something for you.
Oh.
Now.
What?
It ain't custom. Like, listen, I can give it to you. You can customize it all you want. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, of course, you know, we're New Yorkers.
Mm. Say food for thought.
She didn't ask me what it was.
I know, but she's looking at the box like kind of strange.
So it's not food. This is food for thought.
Usually somebody
would be like, yo, what's in there?
No, because you got me cheesing that hard.
Some egg roll.
So, oh, just
Hella Harlem.
Yeah. Just because they don't know. This is Hella Harlem. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you out there and you know,
make
one
of thing.
Make sure they know where you from. Make sure
Period.
They know what you
Hella got. Harlem.
Hella Harlem.
Hella
Harlem.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
they need to know. I want to hear nobody else say that shit.
Nobody.
They better not come over here.
They better not come over here with that word.
You know somebody that know where you from. You know where you from. I need to know where you from. You out here saying that.
I'm Hella Harlem. Is you shit me? Uptown. Oh, no, not uptown. Downtown.
Okay. Oh, okay.
14th and Lennox.
14th and Lennox?
Yeah. It
got 14th. Not 114.
Not 114.
Make sure you say that
period.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. No, thank you. Welcome. Thank you for coming through. And as always, y'all know what it is. 237, no place like home.
No place like home.
Filthy animal.
What up, baby?
What up? Herb.
Hey, listen. Chris will be here.
Huh?
Uh-huh. We can already work something out.
Hey, huh?
Oh, shit. 14. 14. What up?